إلى
Love Talk Radio.
وحيوان أمجنتي نتون كاشيلا حيوان أمجنتي لو إنا أجيو حيوان أمجنتي لو Ina ajo hewane angente ni ton kashila hewane angente lo ina ajo hewane angente lo
Hello. Welcome to Aloha Healers Network, Mahalo Pathfinder, for our healing spring opening song. Yes, I can say it's spring. It is April 5th, 2018. I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Welcome to the show. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number one star. The number one is the victory star. Victory is in the center of the low shoe, and it's going to vibrate through the Bagua. The Bagua is an eight-sided compass, and I know you have seen these shapes around. Every time you see that eight-sided compass, it's a Bagua compass in feng shui. There's an animal today that sits around that Bagua compass, and the animal today is the rabbit. Hop, hop, hop. That rabbit sits in the compass direction of the east. And in a lot of the feng shui literature, you're going to see sometimes the east animal, they'll call it the cat. So I always want to just put that out there because I don't want too much confusion over that. And it could be a cat or a rabbit and sits in the east. And then there's five elements that sit around the Bagua compass. And the element today is fire. Woohoo! A fire rabbit victory day. This is how you read the feng shui calendar. And we just had a month switch. And the feng shui months switch usually around the fourth, fifth, sixth at the beginnings of the month. And so we are switching into a fire dragon month. And also there's a center number that switches for the month. So you see there are a lot of calendars going on in layers at the same time. The center number for the month is the number three star. And the number three star in feng shui is called the anger star. And also that is anger to remember peace. And so this is in the center for the month. And remember our new center number for the Earth Dog year is the number nine star. The celebration, graduation, happy event star. And this is the culmination star because it's the last star. There are nine flying stars. And so this is the number nine is the last one. It kind of wraps the whole thing up. And that's why it's a graduation of sorts. And when we're born, just like in an astrology type Western way, where you would get an animal or such or something like that, and a planet. In the feng shui, you're going to get one of the 12 animals that sit in the compass direction, and this is you in your profile, and that compass direction is really important to you your entire life. And so it's really fun to learn where that is. And then there is a home element that lives in the Bagua in that compass direction. And there are a lot of other things going on in the Bagua in your compass direction too. Let's talk a little bit about the rabbit, remember, or the cat in the east, and just get in there because we want to either A, cure the east, we want to balance the east, or we want to bump that up, we want to amplify it. And those are the three things that we do. So we're just going to start with the east, and we have got the number 7 star in the east this year, all year. And that means it's sitting on top of the rabbit. So if you're a rabbit born, the number 7 star is that burglary star. It's the robbery star. It's not really a fun star unless there's this big twist of all of a sudden huge auspicious financial switch that can happen. So you always want to watch for that, right? Because like I said, that burglary, robbery aspect, let's think about it just for a second. It's also our money system in the stock market, and also it could be a gambling thing in like a casino. And so you can see how that could be both things, right? It could be money going both ways. And so it's kind of like that 7 star. And it is in the east, and we want to remember that if we're not rabbits, that doesn't mean we don't have an east part of our house. And that is the direction where that energy, that vibration is going on. And so seriously cure that, really. Cure the burglary, robbery aspect, and be aware. If that's, for instance, a window or a door or a gate or something like that that doesn't have really a good latch or lock, make sure that you get that fixed. Maybe you're going to need to put a curtain over the window, and you could choose the colors of water, any type of a water type vibration or color, because that element actually cures that 7 star. And so for the east this year, we want to make sure that it's burglary proof, if you know, in that sort of way, make it safe. And in doing that, always watch out for that other aspect of all of a sudden auspicious resource gain, because I don't want to just say financial, because there are a lot of other things that are resourcefully helpful, there it is, and that are not money. I mean, resources, let's just think of how many resources that aren't money, really. So let's bring that energy in by curing the other one. And that's part of how to practice feng shui. So now that was one part of that, the feng shui grid, which is our 9 numbers, 3 on the top and 3 in the middle and 3 on the bottom. So if you would lay that over a compass and find the east, now we have done the number 7 in the east out of the 9 Lo Shu compass directions. That means that you only have 8 more to go to really, really do your entire home or one room that you spend a lot of time in. And if you would like help with that, you can contact Pathfinder 9. We'll do a consultation with you over the phone or Skype, and we'll find out your animal and element and walk through your house with you with the colors for the cures and the balances and especially the enhancers. And it's time for our Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. And we're going to talk about feeding what we want to grow. So we're going to feed what we want to grow. Well, in physical fitness, we want to grow muscles. We want to grow lean body tissue, and that's called strong muscle fibers. And so let's feed what we want to grow. What does muscle want to eat? Muscle wants to eat protein. So let's feed ourselves protein to grow muscles and lean tissue. And this is your Feng Shui Fit tip. Even if you're not really eating a lot of protein, let's think about it and find high protein items and feed that lean tissue. And now for we're going to talk about the Eagle Nations. We're in the middle of nations that are so exciting with Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chanku oksape wichasha. My name's Pathfinder. Extend a heartfelt handshake and ask a prayer, a blessing from your own ancestors, from Creator, from Mother Earth, from original powers for blessings for you and your family and your friends and your situations, especially for all of us to have balance with the earth, balance with all of our sacred relatives, balance with the energies of life. So today we're talking about the Eagle Nation. We're in the midst of getting towards completion. We still have a few weeks to go here with the 28 universal powers. And this week we're working with the Wambli, or as the Dakota or Nakota might say, the Wambadi, the Eagle Nation. And the Eagle Nation works with the symmetrical ways of mankind, the symmetrical ways of mankind. Now, growing up mixed blood, this is when I feel the earth and native ways, the Eagle Nation is right there, very, very central. And it was interesting to me how when the early United States was wanted to choose the animal for, to represent their new little country, the conversation came up, it should be the turkey, said Benjamin Franklin. It should be the eagle, said the others. And the reason why Jefferson was so interested in the turkey is he was noticing how much of a giveaway nation and how the turkey fed the people. And many other qualities, both the stealth and the family qualities. And there's a warriorship about the turkey, too. Here we are talking about the turkey. If you're ever driving down a road and there's a male turkey in the middle of the road, it will charge the car. It'll fly up in the air and make itself real big and charge the car. I've seen this a couple times, so. But they chose the eagle, and then when they chose the eagle, they went with the bald eagle, there's several kinds of eagles. Oftentimes the golden eagle is considered the most regal, but then there are also some other relatives that are involved in that conversation. Like to me, the condor is both with the thunderbird, the turkey vulture, but also with the eagles. And another thing to understand about the eagles, especially the bald eagles, is they go to school to learn how to fly when they're young, like till they're like 2 years old. And who do they go to? Who do they go to learn how to fly? They go to the turkey vultures, the thunderbirds, because the thunderbirds have this very specific and delicate way to take basically just a little updraft and just float there forever. And so the Eagle Nations literally go and learn the intricacies of flying with the Thunderbirds, because they need to be able to be, the Eagles need to be way up in the sky in order to do their hunting. Says they both hunt and scavenge the eagle nations. So as I was discussing, you know, when you're growing up as a warrior, or if you're a lady, as you're growing up as a girl within the native communities, you end up with feeling a special relationship with the eagle nation. And this is, you know, this is talking about the bald eagle and the golden eagle and some of the other more rare types of the eagle nation. And to me, the eagle is spirit, represents spirit, as in the representative of great spirit, as that word spirit comes across. And with that, the eagle nation has a couple of agreements with the human relatives and the other relatives of life. And one of these relationships is with tobacco and prayer. Now, oftentimes, as part of the teachings that go with the Chanupa Wachoka, which is the way of the sacred pipe, you know, there are many tribes that work with the sacred pipe, but we mostly think of the Lakota, in that the white buffalo calf woman brought the sacred pipe and then gave instructions to the people about how to work with this and many other things that she shared. And one of the ancient stories that goes with the sacred pipe, I think no matter what tribe you're talking about, and then this same relationship also goes with when we're using the plant nation and praying. And so it goes with tobacco, or it goes when you're offering chinchasha, or it goes when you're offering a certain special burnt offerings or the tobacco to the earth, is that the eagle nation has agreed, especially through the use of the chinupa, the sacred pipe, to come and to listen to the prayers that are being said in that moment, and then to fly about the universes and existence in order to make sure that your prayers are heard everywhere in creation and with Creator. And so the eagle is this bridge of spirit that takes the prayer from the smoke specifically, and then communicates that prayer throughout all of existence. Now, just with this said, it shows a special relationship that the eagle has entered into with those who pray, that those that ask for the benefit for themselves, their family, their relatives, all life, and also those that seek to be in the harmony of life. And what this says is that Eagle Nation, one, has the capability of going everywhere. And so this is the aspect of spirit, because there are physical universes and there are spiritual universes. In fact, we often talk about the layers of self in terms of the physical, the emotional, the mental, and then the spiritual. Well, so this eagle nation has this capability of traveling. And so a few weeks ago, we were talking about spider nation. We're talking about how spider nation can get itself a web parachute type deal and go way up in the sky and fly around with the eagles and the thunderbirds. But then also that spider nation can go outside of the atmosphere of Earth to mystical places. Well, the eagle nation can do this even more so. That the eagle nation, if you take a moment, if you ever get the moment and you see the eagles circling up ahead, and you look and you watch them sometimes you can witness one of them completely disappearing from where it was, and then maybe a few minutes later it'll reappear somewhere somewhat nearby. And when I've seen this, there's been some type of it's like when you see the Wahopi lights in the purification lodge, when you see the spirit lights flash. You kind of see a spirit light flash when that eagle disappears, and then if you're paying attention, when another flash goes across, that eagle will be back. The eagle has a time space ability and utilizes this ability to do the work of spirit. Now, there's a lot of fascination with bonnets. You see these chiefs out there with all these big bonnets with all these eagle feathers. Well, each and every one of those feathers had to be earned. It's not just that they're going out and, you know, collecting that together. They were actually start as young men, probably about the age of 12, once... Probably our Hamblecha feather, the fasting feather, is our first feather. And then as we go year to fast, and then as deeds are done, you collect together your staff, or you collect together your bonnet. And this is literally, they work with the feathers. There's a certain way that they work with each of the feathers, that the feather itself is a communication of the deed or the achievement, as well as the type of feather that they give you. Is it a mature golden eagle feather? Is it an immature bald eagle feather? All these things matter. And then you'll notice that when the medicine men or medicine women, but particularly medicine men, come around, or the sun dancers, they have their eagle fans. And sometimes they start with the hawk, or they start with another teacher. But the eagle nation is part of the sun dance culture. In fact, when we get together to sun dance, even though they say this is for the people, the sun dance is really for all of creation. And so all the animal relatives are welcome to come there, and we're to work with them and greet them and work with their prayers as well. But you'll notice that those leaders have those fans, and these eagle fans, when consecrated through the purification lodge and the purification of the heat of the stone. And then the steam of the water and the prayer and the blessing, they become healing instruments to work with the people. The fans help to smooth down the auras and help to bring the influence in. Like we said, the Eagle Nation has the ability to be present physically, but then also to do things spiritually in a similar way. The Eagle Nation can work with the fan in order to bring the spiritual help directly to the person or to the situation. And so we see the use of the eagle fan in these ceremonies. Now, it is, as a note to the men and women who might be newer to sun dancing, you got to keep your fans clean, because there's this thing called tung. This is a Lakota word, but we know that this across the tribes, that there is a physical spiritual energy that is carried with everything that comes off of each one of us. For instance, our a bit of our spirit and a bit of our karma is with, let's say, a piece of hair or a toenail that we clipped off, or just any and every part of us. And this is true of us emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well. And so for you Sundancers that are out there praying blessing upon people or upon situations, you have to remember to clean your fans through the purification ceremonies, because the tongue has both the positive dharma and the negative karma. And so there's something about those feathers that you really have to keep them clean, or they can build up the negative, they can build up over time negative karma that you've actually helped to clean off of other people. And so we learn to be aware about the different energies of life, and that some of them are very supportive, and some of them are clingy, and we have to use special precautions to keep that clean. And so oftentimes we pray with the spirit of the eagle. The women as a girl are given a long plume as part of their womanhood ceremony, and so they pray with that. And the men, they go out to fast, and then they have their fasting feather. They go out and they pray with that. And when we uplift our own spirit to fly with the eagles, we learn integrity, because this eagle nation very much is about integrity, and it's about nobility. There are teachings about to be an upright man, to be an upright woman, that is held naturally within the character of the eagle nation. And so when we pray, and when we uplift our spirit, and when we remember all of our relatives across the universes and existences, we give thanks to the eagle nations for uplifting and holding our spirits.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We give you great big hugs of love straight from our hearts to yours. And happy birthday, Luna Puppy. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ah.